Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is your wake-up call, details of which are coming to you from Malaysia by way of your host, me, Richard Martin, and it is Friday, July the 28th, 2017. Well, I'm sure most of you will have realized by now that we have reached the age of total insanity in financial terms. Well, here is the most ridiculous example I have come across in all my years in this business. In Switzerland, it costs as much to put money on deposit at a bank as it does to borrow it. You could borrow money to buy a house from a bank at an interest rate of less than 1%. Meanwhile, a person with an account at the same bank will pay almost the same amount in negative interest for the privilege of lending money to the bank, otherwise known as putting it on deposit. Imagine two people. One has 1 million Swiss francs, which is roughly equal to about $1 million. Another has nothing. One puts his million in a local bank. He pays 10,000 francs a year in negative interest. What does he get? A monthly statement. The other guy borrows the same $1 million. He pays 10,000 francs a year in interest. What does he get? A house! We live in an age of miracles. Things that wouldn't make sense in any other area don't make sense in ours either. But we learn to live with them and gradually come to accept them as normal. It will, of course, end terribly badly. All of it. A car in the snow and ice which skids out of control can only end up in deep trouble. Finance is no different. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I will be talking about a lot of different things today. I'll be talking about what the tradition of what we used to call merchant banks was all about and how it's morphed horribly into what we have today and how it's led inexorably to the financial crisis. A comment from Rush Limbaugh, which some of you may not appreciate as a person, but the comment I think is relevant. I will be talking about the concept of automated vehicles and how this is going to affect our lives. A little bit more about Trump. I did do a fairly lengthy retrospective about Trump in last week's show, and I will be actually broadening out a little bit on that, not too much. I'll be talking a little bit about passwords and why it's so important to change them and how very dangerous these passwords are. Passwords as a concept are going to have to change, no question about it. They're just not where we need to be in terms of security. I will be talking about another of my pet peeves. Now, as you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership was one, avoiding getting Clinton elected was another, and finally, Brexit was one I wanted to see happen, all of which have come to pass. I have another one now, which needs to be, I was going to say, added to the list. The list has already been checked off, so we're starting a new list at this point. A book recommendation. And probably I shall be finishing up about how Britain has changed since I lived there a very, very long time ago. So with that, I will wish you all the very best for the weekend. And I will be back, as always, on Monday with another edition of the Wake Up Show and also some comments on it for you people. So with that, I wish you a wonderful weekend. Until Monday, bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.